Welcome to Grounded Wellness, your go-to podcast for simplified and trusted information on how to live a more non-toxic and holistic life. We're your hosts. I'm Bethany McDaniel, founder of Primally Pure, biohacking enthusiast and mom of three.
And I'm Courtney O'Connor, holistic esthetician with over 15 years experience in the healing power of touch and holistic skincare rituals.
If you deeply care about the health and well-being of your family and want actionable, simple steps to start eliminating toxins from your life, this episode is for you. Today, I'm chatting with my good friend, Kelly Love of Brand Basics, which in my opinion are the most effective, non-toxic, and safe cleaning products on the market. Kelly unexpectedly started Brand Basics 12 years ago with her best friend Allison and Allison's aunt Marilee after spending a blissful summer reconnecting to nature and a holistic approach to everyday life. Kelly is here to guide you through how to detox your life and boost wellness for yourself and your loved ones.
Let's dig in. Kelly, welcome to the Grounded Wellness Podcast. So good to have you here.
I'm so excited. This is like a dream.
We are grounding right now. You are like one of the biggest grounding people I know. In fact, after Kelly flew in last night, she came over and right away I was like making dinner with the kids and she was like, I just need to like put on my grounding shoes and go for a walk after flying.
I didn't even tell you that I took them off halfway and walked barefoot.
Did you? In the meadow with all the red ants. That's hardcore. I love it. Let's get right into it. I bet when you were in college, you never would have thought that you would start and be the face of a non-toxic cleaning company. Tell us how that all happened. How did Brand Basics get started?
Yeah, in college, I was actually a kinesiology major because I wanted to be a Pilates instructor and hopefully have my own Pilates business one day. And so I think that was, like, there's always been obviously this little entrepreneur spirit in me, but never would I thought that I would go like open my eyes to this whole new world of non-toxic living and then start a cleaning products company. Grew up standard American diet, all conventional, went to college at University of Texas in Austin, met Allison, my co-founder, best friend, and all of a sudden she went from being fairly healthy, like in high school she had been diagnosed with PCOS, had many, many cysts on her ovaries, but you know, still active and felt good. And in college, all of a sudden started just breaking down. Her body started breaking down, losing motor skills. She went to grab the carton of milk one day and it just dropped out of her hand. And she's in chronic pain head to toe. And so she starts searching for answers and seeking doctors all around the country for 2 years. Like no doctors could figure out what was wrong with her. She was on an ever-growing list of medications and therapies. I mean, like steroid injections, muscle relaxers, painkillers, antidepressants, like a whole list, and not getting any relief. And so she finally started being open to other options, and she talked to her aunt Marilee, who's our third co-founder, and her aunt had been consulting extremely chemically sensitive and chronically ill people for a long time. Allison's like, okay, what is my aunt in the hill country in Texas going to know that these top specialists didn't? And Marilee starts asking her questions like, what are you eating every day? Give me a diet diary. What are you using to clean your house with? What personal care products are you using? Do you have the exterminator come and spray pesticides regularly? Like all these questions that Allison had never been asked. It had always just been about family history and genetics and her symptoms. And so finally, Allison's like, okay, I feel like there's something I can do. Like, this is the first time I feel like there's something I can do. And so I'm her roommate and best friend and watching this whole process go down. And I'm like, this just makes so much sense. Like, of course, what we put in, on, and around ourselves every day impacts how we feel and our, you know, immediate health and long-term health. And so Allison starts feeling better, and we ask Marilee if we can go live with her for the summer. And
what was her response?
She was like, I'm going to pray about this. And she was like, I think like, yes, because, no, like there's gotta be something big going on here because these two college grads that could go anywhere. Like we were talking about maybe going overseas and traveling and doing like a cooking school in Italy, but we were like, no, we really want to learn from you, Marilee. And she's like, okay, like there's something going on here. I want to, I want to teach y'all. And so it was the first time that I learned about grounding and juicing like actual vegetables and we just spent the summer literally waking up every morning, getting sunlight in our eyes, walking barefoot on the grass, drinking organic juice, eating only organic food, getting plenty of fresh air and movement, and listening to Marilee consult her clients, and all while living in a completely non-toxic home.
Like, after a few days, were you guys like struggling with anything, or the whole time was it just like, this is awesome, this is great, we love this?
So there were definitely like detox symptoms. Because for me, I show up and I'm like smelling very fragrant from my laundry detergent that I had used my whole life. So she's like, we're gonna put your clothes, she's so sweet, we're gonna put your clothes outside in the sun and detox them, outgas them. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And why are we putting my clothes out in the sun? And why? And so she's explaining to me about the fragrance and the laundry detergent and dryer sheets. But I had used them my whole life, so I couldn't really smell them. And it was wild. Very quickly, I started to be able to smell them and unmask. And I started to realize, okay, this is when I'm around those clothes that weren't outgassed. Like, my eyes were watery and itchy and dry. My headache, my temples would throb. I would get a headache. And so it was really cool experience being able to see the correlation in the exposures and how I felt. Because it was the first time in my life I'd only eaten organic and been in this clean environment, my body was like dumping toxins like that were stored in my fat tissues and organs. And so I would some days feel like so heavy, like I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't get out of bed.
What else were you doing to kind of help your body release those toxins and get them out of your system?
So she had an infrared sauna. So we would sit in the sauna. We would go on walks every morning and every evening after dinner. She taught us about dry brushing, and it was just like little free tools that I was learning. That was so cool. Just how to care for my body and help like support it while it was eliminating. But it wasn't anything like crazy or drastic. Like, we weren't doing any targeted therapies or supplement regimens. It was literally just getting back to basics of eating real food, getting outside, moving, you know, and just helping our body eliminate and do its thing.
Yeah, gentle, accessible stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I love so much about Ranch Basics and the content that you guys share, is that it's not these, most of the time, these like intense things that are not accessible to people. It's like easy, simple, oftentimes free tweaks that almost anyone can do to change their lives and change their health for the better. But yeah. I want to go back to Marilee. How did she become an expert in all of these things? Because she was so far ahead of her time in so many areas.
Yeah.
How did she come to have this knowledge?
Yeah, so she grew up very sickly, always having to miss school and miss out on events and traveling because she was just always getting sick. And doctors couldn't really figure out what was going on with her. And in her 20s, she had exploratory surgery, and she was so excited to finally like get answers. And they told her, you're gonna need a kidney transplant, and your endometriosis is so bad, you'll likely never have children. And in that moment, she had no frame of reference for like anything other than medical, but she just, I love this. Like, she just didn't go into fear mode, and she just said, no, I know there's another way. Like, what if there's a cure, you know, that's discovered that would allow me to keep my kidney next year? Like, I'm not going to be subject to what medicine knows right now. Like, I know there's another way.
Before the internet, before access to all like the information we have today.
Yeah. So she comes across, like, God just brought her this information of a doctor in Boston using food as medicine. And she went all in. She literally threw out all of the food in her pantry and refrigerator, and went from being like junk food junkie, standard American diet, to literally not taking a single bite of food outside of this organic food as medicine prescription she was given. And in 10 days, completely healed her kidney damage and was never had to get a kidney transplant and has never been on a prescription medication sick. And again, she was always sick. And so she knew all about food and the power of food from that experience. And she actually became a medicinal chef and started cooking for clients that were sick. She did get pregnant, and she had a son who was brilliant and healthy. and at 10 years old was exposed to high levels of pesticides. So he had a pesticide poisoning and went from being athletic, coordinated, brilliant to not being able to spell a three-letter word or walk a straight line and hardly lift his head off the pillow. And so they saw the top poison control doctors who said essentially he would be a bubble boy for the rest of his life. They needed to create a safe room for him with like pretty much nothing in it but an organic mattress. And he would have to take shots for the rest of his life, probably live at home forever. And again, Marilee just refused to accept that that was the only option and just knew there had to be another way and was determined to get her son back. And they didn't want to create just a safe room for him. They wanted to create a whole safe home for him. And so they literally like got their house to like bare bones minimum, like a wooden table, organic mattress, like just the essentials.
And lived outside for a while
and
even.
And slept outside because he was so sensitive. Basically his detoxification system and his brain and immune system were all so severely damaged that he couldn't be around anything without having extreme reactions. Like lymph nodes would swell up. He would go from being like super sound sensitive to and like hardly having any energy to then like being off the walls and being super hypersensitive. Like it was really interesting because she could see he was like the canary in the coal mine telling her how he would react to different exposures, chemicals. And so they slept outside. She thought she had done everything she could to make her home safe for him. And one night she's on the cot, like, you know, having a conversation with herself, like, what am I missing? Why is he not able to stay inside? And she thought about this box of her favorite personal care products and perfumes, et cetera, that she was keeping in a box in her bathroom. And she was like, I need to just get rid of that box. I'm not going to tell him or my son or my husband and just see what happens. Like, that's crazy, but I'm going to try it. Well, sure enough, after that, after she removed that box of fragrant, you know, products, the next day he comes in, he's like, Mom, what'd you do? I'm not feeling like I need to get outside. And she's like, oh, okay, let's just see how long you can stay. He ends up sleeping in the house that night.
And he had no idea, right?
He had no idea.
Yeah.
And she didn't even tell her husband because she was like, they're going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And she wanted to kind of conduct this little experiment. And that was the turning point for him, for his recovery. He was able to stay inside. She realized at that moment how we're all kind of like living in a low-level chemical soup because she was at the grocery store the next day and was on the cleaning products aisle. And she realized all these products are sealed and closed. And yet, you know, when you're on the cleaning products aisle or even getting near it when you're at the grocery store.
So intense.
And so she realized all these products that we bring in our homes are releasing these volatile organic compounds, impacting our indoor air quality and creating a body burden that we're constantly having to detoxify. That was really like the pivotal event that taught her about the importance of the products and the chemicals we're around. So this combination of food and environment then became like a powerhouse for his healing. He fully recovered and graduated at the top of his class in the Naval Academy, married with three children, brilliant and strong. And so by word of mouth, Marilee started just consulting because people wanted help. There were, you know, a lot of sick people, and it didn't matter what the symptoms or health condition was. She would just always start with, you know, going category by category of helping people get toxic products out of their home, like pesticides, cleaning products, fragrance products, laundry products, the most toxic, like biggest offenders, you know?
Yeah.
And always said, look, you don't have to throw these things away. Just take a chance and hear me out and put them in a box and get them outside. So at least they're out of your, you know, everyday environment. And sure enough, just over and over kept having success. And of course there are other things and there are things like mold and there are things with genetics and emotions. But like trauma that can all cause stress, but this foundation of a non-toxic, healthy space, air quality with food has been so powerful and proven to be so over and over again.
It's like so far ahead of her time with that because I feel like that was really the time period and even a few decades before that when everything was caused by genetics, right? Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm genetically predisposed to this, therefore that's my destiny. Like, my mom had this, my grandma had this.
Right.
I'm probably going to have this, you know, condition. And what Marilee's approach is so different in that instead of just accepting, you know, whatever your mom or your grandma had as being your destiny, it's this approach of like, no, I have the power to change things based on the decisions I'm making and what I'm allowing into my home and the foods that I'm eating. And now there's so much information, you know, coming out about epigenetics and genetics load the gun, but lifestyle, thoughts, diet, all these things you're talking about actually pull the trigger. So I'm just always amazed by like how far ahead she was with all of that information and how many people she's helped with it.
And she couldn't really find a lot of information in the U.S. She started finding information about the brain and movement being nourishment for the brain in Europe. So a lot of people in Germany were starting to study this, and she was led to all of this like without any internet. It was amazing. But she, yes, I think what you said is important. She refused to just kind of take on that label and claim that diagnosis as if it was the only way, you know? And I think that is the first step in making a huge difference, because our mindset and perspective on all this is so huge. And we always tell people, like, we invite you to do this with your home. Like, we invite you to take this opportunity to toss the toxins instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, I have to do this or I'm going to be like poisoning myself and my family and like going into this fear state.
And then people get paralyzed and do nothing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marilee was definitely ahead of her time. And because of that, she has been so valuable in helping us formulate our products based on what she has seen for decades with her clients, you know, and she's always like, nope, that ingredient's going to become the next big thing that, you know, or that ingredient, and like, we're not going to allow it. And I'm so thankful for that. And that's what her experience and her knowledge has really enabled us to create products that we can 100% like be confident that they're the safest, best for our customers. And so actually back to your original question, like cleaning products company, we started off like telling everyone, our friends and family, and started a blog telling everyone about all the things, you know, saunas, supplements, cleaning products, diet, water filters, you name it. And everyone was really confused. I mean, sorry, really overwhelmed and confused, but overwhelmed and didn't know where to start. And we just kept finding ourselves saying, start with cleaning products. It's an easy first step, makes such a huge impact in your air quality. And you don't have to think about it multiple times a day like your food, you know, and you're not like addicted to it like food or sugar or whatever. So that's kind of how we landed in the cleaning product space, because it was an easy first step and there was such a need for truly clean products that weren't just greenwashed. And, you know, because non-toxic on a label is not enough. It doesn't really mean anything. It's not regulated and all natural. It doesn't mean anything. And so we saw a need, and we saw that it was an easy first step for people. And really our mission and our heart is to educate on all things healthy living. And so we kind of viewed it as like a way to get in the door with people. Yeah. It's like, okay, if people can start thinking about what cleaning products am I bringing into my home, then we can then get them to start thinking about all the rest, you know, of the things they're putting in on and around themselves every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys do such a good job of that, of educating. I don't think most people know the powerhouse of information and knowledge that is behind that, which is like Marilee and now you and Allison. We don't often see Marilee like in front of the camera though, but she's
behind all the vlogs.
Going back to cleaning products, what are some toxic household cleaning items that people might be surprised by that are in their home?
So cleaning specifically?
Cleaning, anything, any household toxins that would just surprise people to know about.
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, I think people just don't even realize the amount of products they keep in their homes that they don't need. And so we have all these toxins, you know, that everything from bug sprays, like wasp sprays, roach sprays, even like the lice treatments that we put on our heads, like all these pesticides that are designed to kill, that we're just putting a lot of times, like they'll be in people's pantries next to their food. And so I would say the everyday kind of pesticides and then just cleaning products in particular. I think of like dryer sheets and laundry as some of the biggest culprits because we never escape our laundry.
I can smell it from the street walking by a house that is using dryer sheets and like toxic laundry products. And
they're designed to cling to your clothes, like, you know, to give that long lasting freshness. And so the phthalates and the chemicals that are, you know, added to keep those smells
so sticky,
like, fragrant for a long time. It just makes it where they impregnate every porous material in your home, your walls, your furniture, you know, and then obviously your clothes and your, so you're absorbing it and inhaling it.
It's just the worst. So and I always think if just, I can smell this walking outside of a house, like what are those people that are in the house, you know, doing laundry?
I mean, I grew up using that and I became, our bodies are amazing and I became like, you know, masked to it and adapted. And I now can smell it from a mile away and my body starts to give me the red flags immediately. Yeah. And it's so, it's been so fun because I've gotten family members and friends on board to, you know, switch and just try. I'm like, oh my, it's just like, just challenge, take a challenge, like view it as a challenge. Just do it for like 30 days. And unfortunately those chemicals can take a long time to get out of your clothes. It can take like 7 to 10 washes. And so speeding, putting it up out in the sun can speed it up. The people that do it are now telling me when they go on walks or runs, like around a trail, they can even smell the people like as they're running by that are using the same products that they used to use but couldn't smell. And so it's, you know, Allison always talks about it. Like, it's like if you used to smoke and you're now and then you quit, you like can't stand being around cigarette smoke. And it's kind of that same thing. But yeah, I would say laundry products is like a major place to look at. And then just anything with disinfectants. Because they're usually going to have an EPA registered pesticide.
Okay, you mentioned disinfectants. What is the difference between disinfecting and removing germs?
Yeah, so we're big proponents of removing versus trying to kill. Because when you try and kill, undoubtedly there's going to be something left over that lives. And removing with soap and water is actually much more effective. You're removing the germs and not leaving that chance for mutation. And also the disinfectants, like I said, are designed to kill. And so you're disrupting your microbiome, your gut. Pesticides are some of the most toxic products that we have in our homes. Like I said, I mean, since the introduction of home pesticides, childhood cancer has gone up 28%.
Wow.
And so we always take this approach of like, less is more, and you don't need to expose yourself to these things. Because of all the marketing, we've come to believe that like we have to kill all the germs to keep our family safe. Oftentimes these chemical pesticides are making our immune systems weaker. They're adding more stress to our bodies, and so it's actually doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
And when you just remove germs with soap and water, you're not having that negative impact and exposure on your body, and you're actually creating a cleaner surface.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So are most, would you say like most, your average cleaner that you would find at the grocery store is a disinfectant and not something that would actually like remove germs?
Well, they, I mean, usually, you know, you'll know if it says disinfectant or sanitizer or kills versus just like an all-purpose cleaner, surface cleaner, something like that. And actually it's recommended to clean a surface before you even use the disinfectant. Like the disinfectant instructions will say that, because it's not as effective if you don't clean it first, because it, the dirt and grime and dust can affect it. And then also you're supposed to keep it on for like 10 minutes and no one does that.
No.
So they're just not effective, and they are, like I said, exposing you to more harm than good. Even if you don't want to use Branch Basics, just use like hot water or bar soap and lemon juice, baking soda. There's so many simple things to use. But if you do want something that gives that kill factor, then you can use vinegar and hydrogen peroxide. You don't want to mix them together because when they're mixed, they can create harmful fumes.
Okay.
But separately, like if you spray one and then spray the other, those two have been found to be just as effective as bleach.
Wow. Is there a scenario that you would do that personally, like in your home?
So I have a trigger, a hydrogen peroxide bottle with a trigger sprayer on it because you want to keep it in the brown bottle, the amber bottle. I have one under my sink, and there have been times where, like, after raw meat or a sick kid, that I've sprayed it. But honestly, I haven't even done that in, like, years. And we've never had an issue. My husband was a doctor on the COVID floor, and we just used French Basics and never had any issues. I think it's more, I tell it to people who need it for the peace of mind.
Right. Right. That makes sense. I think another wild thing that I learned from you guys about different household cleaners is that, so there's, when you go to the store, there's like the toilet cleaner and then the dish soap cleaner, like all these different ones. And that differs from your approach, which is one concentrate in different, you know, levels and solutions diluted with water for different areas of the house. But I always grew up thinking, oh, you need a totally different product for your toilet than you need for your counters or whatnot. When in reality, that's all just kind of a marketing gimmick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's different levels of water and like a few drops of chemicals, but it's pretty much all the same thing. It's really for people mentally that struggle with spraying the same thing on your toilet as your countertop.
They want to like nuke the toilet and then be a little more gentle on the countertop.
Yeah,
right?
And just like the idea of having the same cleaning product in for your, like, that can be safe on your skin and your toilet or your vegetables and your toilet, like, is really hard for people to wrap their minds.
It doesn't seem like it would do its job if it's safe enough to like
exactly
not like your skin. Right?
Yes, like it's not strong enough, and then also just for marketing to sell more product. I mean, because. Right. Really, our bathroom cleaner and our street-free cleaner is all comes from the same stuff, but the street-free cleaner has way more water. And so when you're buying different products on the shelf, yeah, it's like you're basically buying water with a few drops of chemicals. And so the concentrate model allows you to use not only one thing that's safe for everything and like easily replace dozens of different cleaners at one time without having to research an oven cleaner, a bathroom cleaner, et cetera. But you get to just use one thing and mix it yourself with different, you know, small amounts with water. And it's just really, and see how the same thing can be effective.
Yeah.
And all around your house. And it just, that simplicity, like the whole, you're always such an inspiration to me with like minimizing and the simplicity of getting rid of like 30 different cleaning products and then just having one concentrate and then a few different spray bottles. That is healthy. Like that takes a stressor off of your body.
You mentioned some of the DIY things that people can do to clean. You guys always have so many good, like easy, you know, tips and hacks for people to create a safer home environment. What are some like low-hanging fruit things that people can do to improve the quality of air in their home, other than removal, which we talked about?
Yeah. Well, first I want to say that I just realized I forgot to mention this, that we often think that just because a product is on store shelves that it's been tested for safety, and that's not the case.
Yeah. And same with skincare.
Yes, exactly, as you all know. And then with cleaning products, unlike skincare, we're not even required to list our ingredients on the bottle. And so many times cleaning products don't have an ingredient list. When I talk about removal and going around your home and look, you know, getting out pesticides and getting out toxic cleaning products, when it comes to cleaning products, some easy things to look for are an ingredient list. If there's not one, then that's a red flag. And then words like caution, danger, warning. Of course you're going to see like keep out of reach of children. That's just to be expected. That's, you know, but the caution, warning, and danger are indicative of more hazardous classifications. And so those are not products you want in your home. And then anything with fragrance, like that single word fragrance, as you know, is protected, trade secret, like can contain hundreds of different chemicals, asthmogens, obesogens, allergens, neurotoxins, carcinogens, endocrine disruptors. So those like three kind of categories of pesticides, cleaning products and fragrance, which goes into personal care, candles, cleaning products, all of that, can immediately make a dramatic improvement in your air quality. And we always say better air means better health. For people that get really overwhelmed by the thought of getting all these products out of their house or throwing them away, we always say you don't have to throw them away. We like to tell people to just get like those big Sterilite boxes, those big bins, and put everything in there and just take it outside for a little bit, like 30 days, maybe 60 days, and just see how you feel, see how your family feels, your pets feel. Just getting rid of that exposure versus thinking of it as like, oh, what new things can I add, like air purifier, what new supplements can I get? Like those things can be great, but creating that foundation of getting the harmful stressors out is going to just set you
that's
up
for success. That's the biggest first
step. Yeah. So that is like hack number one.
Yeah.
Just remove the harmful stuff. And EWG, the Environmental Working Group, is a great resource. We like to tell people to go to the Skin Deep website and really look at everything based on the ingredients versus just an overall product rating, because there can be ingredients that have like, you know, a higher rating, like a 10, but the overall product rating can be good. And so if you just start with the bottom of the list, the ingredient list, you know, because usually some of the most toxic ones are at the bottom for preservatives. But then obviously that single word fragrance, that's an easy one to spot. And usually that can be higher up. But going through and looking at ingredient list, once you do it, it's that finite process. You get it out, you find your brands, and you're done. Whereas, you know, like with food, that can be harder because you're having to think about it multiple times a day and what you're eating. So that whole removal process, I know it can sound daunting, but there are ways to make it easier and to kind of just allow your body to get a break at all at once like that by putting them outside and then slowly going through them and replacing them over time.
And it's a good first step of like, okay, I'm not getting rid of it yet. I'm just putting it outside. But I don't think there's probably ever been anyone who has taken on that challenge and decided at the end of it, actually, I want to bring everything back.
Exactly.
In my
house, that's right? What I should say, because just getting it out, you realize, one, I don't need all this stuff. And two, like, when I go back to my box to get some, I'm likely getting like runny nose or sneezing, coughing, or my head will start hurting.
All those signals that have been suppressed that are really just like such a gift.
Yes.
Of our bodies to alert us when we're in like a dangerous environment.
That was the biggest thing that I learned from Marilee, is just like starting to connect the dots when I had a symptom and think about, and not to the point where I'm like always freaking about everything around me and thinking, oh my gosh, did this cause this, did that cause that? But just to start being aware and like
tuning
in, connecting the dots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is so different from Western medicine, which is like, okay, symptom. Here's a medication that lines up with this symptom. This is your protocol. It's like, okay, no, I'm experiencing this. Like, why? What? Where was I? What happened? What did I? What products did I use? What foods did I eat? And kind of figuring out your body and like what your body's trying to tell you.
Yeah, it's like being a little investigator.
Yeah.
And that's like what Marilee was doing when she asked Allison all those questions.
Yeah.
It was like to figure out more of the underlying cause.
Right.
Removal, and then just getting fresh air into your home and flushing it out. And then a really interesting, like inexpensive hack for air purification. You can make your own air purifier just with a 20 by 20 box fan and putting a filter, 20 by 20 filter onto it. And when you turn on the fan, it'll suction the filter to it. And like that can be a really easy, inexpensive way to like get better air, especially in your bedroom. Like I always tell people to start with your bedroom, or Marilee has always told us to start with your bedroom, because when you sleep at night, that's when your body is meant to repair and rejuvenate and rest and heal. And so the more you can take the burden off of the body at night, the more, you know, healing will happen. And so look, I get it. Air purifiers can be really expensive, but if you can just put a box fan, in every bedroom, like that's huge.
That is such a good tip. We did that when we were demoing and remodeling our master bedroom, because there's so many particulates in the air during that time. And we had a few of them going, and I would replace them every so often. And one time I remember bringing in a replacement and like lining them up side by side with the one that we had, that I had just taken off. I mean, it was filthy. Like, it really works. It collects so much. Yeah. That's an amazing hack.
Yeah. Okay. I have to try this.
Yeah. Give it a try.
Wait, tell me what's in this real quick.
Okay. So this is raw beef liver, raw milk, raw mint from the Primally Pure Farm,
the mint, so
berries, and honey. Caramel pastures honey.
I'm not just saying this because you're my friend. This is truly the best liver smoothie I've ever had.
Right?
It doesn't, I don't even taste the liver.
Yeah.
Like, is there?
And it has a decent amount of liver.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I'm glad
That's
you like
really
it.
Really good. I was not expecting it to be that good.
Have you had a liver smoothie before?
Yeah, and mine are never that good.
Getting into some family motherhood things, how do you live a healthy lifestyle and maintain a non-toxic home when your family, like spouse or extended family, may not be on board with your choices?
Yeah, I definitely have that scenario in a few different areas. I was actually just at my mom's house this past weekend, and it's just funny to me because I'm like, people probably think, oh, Kelly like has it so easy because she owns Branch Basics and like everything's so natural around her. But like, my mom and stepdad are not living the Branch Basics lifestyle. Yeah. And so anyway, I've had to navigate, like, because I've been been like 15 years since I've been living this way. And so it's just my norm, but I've had to go through periods where I've realized like I came on too strong. I tried to like push it on people. And oftentimes it's just better for me to do my thing. And, you know, if people are interested, then I'll tell more, but not trying to like push it on people. And so that's where we're at with my mom and stepdad. It's worth it to me to go through the extra effort and to carry the weight of making the choices for our home and, groceries and all of that, that like, my husband is on board and he is supportive about almost everything, but he's not going to be the one like
spearheading
this and doing the research and getting really nerdy about like the latest and greatest, you know, health hacks. But he's so appreciative.
I know with my husband too, I was kind of the one. I mean, it was him and his family that started the farm. And so we were like both kind of into healthy living at the time, but I was really like reading the books and telling him out of excitement about everything I was learning. And, you know, right away I was ready to make the commitment and change my diet, change my lifestyle kind of in real time as I was learning these things.
Right.
And for him, it took a little while of him like seeing the difference, the changes that I was making and the difference that it made and how I felt and just my outlook. And then that is kind of, I think, in time what drew him in more to it. And and just like me taking the first steps and making it accessible and making those changes in our home.
Right.
Like you, like your husband wasn't opposed to it really, but just probably wouldn't have taken that first step.
Yeah. But for people that do kind of learn about this after having used all conventional products forever, and then their spouse is like, wait, what? What's going on? Why you want to throw everything out? I always recommend, like, you don't need to go in and create fear and tell everyone, oh my gosh, like we've got to throw out all this poisonous stuff. But go under the radar and switch out the things that you can that don't really impact people in a big way. Like they won't notice, especially if you have older kids. Like cleaning products, again, is something that is pretty easy to do. But something I think about the most for me is like when we're traveling, I am willing to go through the extra effort of like packing, you know, some extra like beach towels, even though the place may have towels at the house that we're renting at the beach, because I want to make sure that the towels are fragrance free, and I'm going to bring my Branch Basics with me, and I'm going to bring food and make sure we have clean water and like kind of the basics. This is important to me. And so people might look at that and say like, okay, that's not worth the effort. But I always tell people, I'm like, if it's important to you, then like people can't argue with that. And so I have learned when to keep my mouth shut and when to say something or let my actions speak louder than words, and then when to kind of do things under the radar. And you kind of just have to gauge your audience, because I think a lot of times people feel judged even when you don't intend to when you start educating about all this. But if you say it in a way that is truly trying to like educate, or you share your own experience of like, I learned this and this helped me so much, versus like, oh my gosh, like, did you, that's so bad for you. You should never eat that. Like, that's so terrible, blah, blah, blah. I think that goes a long way.
Yeah.
And so just being mindful of all those things and knowing that if you believe in your heart that you're doing the best thing for your family and you're willing to put in the effort, then tell other people, like, you do you, let me do me.
Yeah. You know? I think that's hard when you first get started. Like, I know for me in the beginning when I was learning all this stuff, I wanted to shout it
yes,
to the rooftop.
Yes, so passionate. I'm like, why are y'all not fired up like, about this like I am?
Right. It's so hard to, like, keep it in and learn to, you know, that approach of knowing the right time, like you're mentioning. But I think I've developed that ability over the years. Definitely didn't have it right away. I was more forceful.
My friends were like, so are you about to, like, go live in a treehouse? Like, and Kelly, like, just because we don't eat like you doesn't mean, you know, this. It was, I came on strong at first. So I had to learn this.
Yeah.
I had to tame it down.
Same. Okay. What about kids and, like, going into the school year, healthy snack ideas for kids? I know you have so many just, like, fun kids snack swaps, like your blue spirulina lemonade.
It's so easy. And now my kids love making
it. How do you make that? What else do you do?
Literally just, even if we have like one lemon in the fridge, my daughter, Reed, you know, we'll just get the lemon squeezer out and squeeze
it. She makes it.
Yeah, she'll do it all the time. And just literally mix it with water and a little bit of the blue spirulina, which is so great because it doesn't have a strong taste.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually like either maple syrup or a little bit of stevia leaf powder.
That's amazing.
It's so easy. And just, you know, they'll either use the frother because they love using the frother as your
cooking my channel. a lot of frothing last night at the dinner table with my kids and Kelly.
Or just like stir it up with a fork and put some ice in there and it's so good and it's so pretty. It looks like, literally looks like blue Gatorade.
So fun.
And I mean, there are other things, other powders you can do with different colors, even like, you know, beet powder or whatever. And then, I don't know, I'm always wanting to learn from you about healthy snacks, but I think the biggest thing for me is just, and this is where my husband gets on board too, is like, we're more lenient with our kids when we're out at functions because they are in a healthy, strong place. If they are sick or if they were going through like a chronic illness, I would be much more, stringent, I guess. Or I wouldn't be as lax, I should say. But at home, I'm like, I don't want to have anything, any unhealthy snacks in our home. Mm-hmm. Because if it's there, then of course they're going to go to that. And so the more we can just make our home kind of like a place where there are only healthy options and like real food options, like fruit and vegetables and nuts. And then if they get hungry, they're going to eat something. And usually they end up just like making a smoothie or eating yogurt and fruit and nuts. You know,
when your kids are sick, I know you use garlic. Like, tell me about the other day you told me you made garlic drops.
Oh, yeah.
For Reed, I think.
Reed's ear, yeah.
Okay, tell me how you do that and tell me what else you do when your kids are sick.
So, yeah, she was congested and we've never had an earache. So my Reed is 7.5, George is 4.5, and Griffin's almost 2. Never had an earache, but there have been times where...
Never had an ear infection.
I'm sorry, ear infection. Thank you. But there have been times when Reed's ear has hurt. So far it's only been Reed. And every time that she says that, it's when she has congestion, I think it's just the pressure buildup. I have made garlic oil drops by literally just chopping up garlic, putting it in a skillet with olive oil and simmering it. So it doesn't like cook where, you know, it starts to burn, but it just, as soon as you kind of start smelling the garlic smell and it's soft, turn it off, let it cool down, or strain it, let it cool down, and then just use a dropper and put, you know, drops in her ear, and then put a warm compress, like a warm towel, over her ear. And every single time, her pain goes away, and it's never, progressed.
That's so cool.
So it's, like, things like that that I am just so grateful to know. And I'm so grateful that I knew all this before kids, because I empathize with people who this is all so new. And when, and then if, especially like if you're a mom and that's whole new, you're like trying to figure out the best, but you don't like not ever. I'm so blessed to have Merrily. I tell people all the time, like, I promise it'll just get easier and easier. And there's so many amazing resources and support systems now. And the once you get over that mindset of thinking, oh, I have to take an antibiotic for this, or I have to, you know, do this because you grew up doing that, and you're willing to step out of the box and try something different, you just see that it works, and then it just gets easier and easier over time, and you start like finding new resources and friends that you can share ideas with. Like,
yes, overwhelming at first, but when you're on a journey, you know, once you master one thing, it just becomes second nature, and then you're ready to tackle that next thing and the next thing. And
the beautiful thing about removal, going back to that for a second, is that these chemicals impact the way we think and feel. And so a lot of times just getting them out, you actually start to like think more clearly and not have as much brain fog, and the overwhelm actually goes down.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned thoughts and feelings. Let's talk a little bit about that. I know you have spoken about this before. How do our emotions and our thoughts impact our whole body health?
I mean, obviously there's a lot more awareness of like mind-body connection now. But I have just been so fascinated by the fact that every thought we think sends a cell to every signal in our body. So when we focus our mind on negative feelings of fear, resentment, bitterness, that sends a signal to our body. And then our body starts to store these negative emotions, and it can impact our organs. It can impact our physical health. And so when we can actively, like consciously stop our thoughts from going down that negative rabbit hole and say like, no, I'm not gonna dwell in that. I'm gonna choose hope. I'm gonna choose faith. I'm gonna choose forgiveness. It actually impacts our physical health in a positive way. So that's actually why we include emotions in our Toss the Toxins course. You know, along with the pesticides cleaning products, you're going to see emotions, because it is such a huge part of our overall physical health. Oftentimes when people go through a detox or a cleanse, like sadness or different emotions that may have come, like been stored and suppressed, will come up. And it'll be like, you know, so earlier I was talking about like living at Merrily's and having those detox symptoms. Emotions can be part of that process.
Health really is so multifaceted, and I love the work of Dr. Caroline Leaf in this area. And just, I think there's so much hope with like neuroplasticity. Like, yes, negative thoughts and emotions can wire our bodies negatively and secrete an imbalanced amount of hormones and chemicals to like really throw things off. But we can rewire that by retraining our brain to think about a certain experience with a positive light or with gratitude. It's just really a matter of like holding those thoughts captive and having a say in what we're thinking, and not just kind of like letting our thoughts happen to us, which is easier said than done.
Yes.
But it is possible.
Yeah. I love that quote. Don't believe everything you think.
Yes.
<That's> good. Speaking of neuroplasticity, when Douglas, Merrily's son, was exposed to those chemicals and told that he would be Bubble Boy forever, they didn't know, like the medical world didn't know about neuroplasticity then. And so again, it just goes to show like we're always learning more. And so to be like open-minded and, you know, also obviously to be cautious, not just like jump into every new like health thing that comes up. But yeah, I think it's this whole area is so fascinating.
Yeah. If we think about how many times like the experts have been wrong in the past, like back when women were put to sleep to give birth, just, you know, as a standard practice, there's so many things throughout history that we have done wrong. We can't automatically just trust what we're being told without doing our own investigation into it.
Well, and I think what's so interesting is that when you step back and think about it, like what we're talking about and what I'm just talking about with like this whole idea of removal, it's common sense.
Yeah.
But it seems so like revolutionary because we're in a world today where these chemicals are so commonplace, and so they've just been accepted like by everyone to be the norm. It's in everything. They're all around us. And so it feels like when you say, oh, I don't want to eat those chemicals, that you're being like radical. But it's actually just like, no, I just want to get back to basics. I want to like actually have the real thing. And so I think it's just so fascinating today that, like, you know, going back to that point of navigating when other people don't understand it, I like to just kind of point that out. I always want people to know too that I realize that we think of so many symptoms as normal, like painful menstrual cramps, but really they're just common. And that was a huge part of my story. I was, again, like the healthy one that summer at Marilee's, but all of a sudden I had no more painful menstrual cramps, no more dry GIs. And I realized that these are not our body's normal, they're just common.
Okay, last question. This is kind of a fun one. What was your most cringeworthy habit or just something that you did before you knew better that you look back on now and you're just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I used to do that?
When I think of like being in middle school and spending the night in my room that had been freshly painted with like really horrible paint, like oil-based, not non-toxic paint, and using all my, I don't know, can I name names? I'll just say like really scented
name
body care products, like all the Bath & Body Works
products. Bath & Body Works.
And the super fragrant shampoo. What did I use? Like the like bright herbal essences.
Yes, herbal essences. Yeah. That was a big one in our generation.
And then eating, you know, my, well, I was going to say like 100 calorie packs, but that was probably not till college. So like in middle school, it was literally just Lucky Charms breakfast. And it's like, I can't say one thing because it's like, I think of my whole day.
Yeah, it was filled with cringeworthy. Yeah, same.
So I don't know.
I remember coming back from swim practice after school in high school, and every day I would heat up 2 Eggo waffles in the toaster, and then I'd get mint chip ice cream and have like an Eggo waffle ice cream sandwich. That was like my after school.
Eggo. Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
I feel like we both grew up in similar like eating types of households, maybe.
Yeah. And thankfully, my mom always did home-cooked meals. And so actually, I was telling her recently, I was like, let's take some of your recipes and like I'm going to make them with you, but I'm going to have all my ingredients and you're going to have all your ingredients and see if they taste pretty much the same. Like if you still think they taste good.
That's cool.
But with all clean ingredients, because you can do that.
You can. My mom has actually done that a lot. Like she's so on board now with everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it totally works. Like you can modify almost anything.
Yeah. But I just want to say the people that are eating Eggo waffles and all of that, like, there is no shame and no guilt in all of this. We all, like, once we know better, we do better. And, you know, even Marilee, she was painting her son's room and herself as she was 9 months pregnant. And the bug man came, you know, and sprayed that morning before she started painting. I mean, we just, you know, things she would never do now. And she would tell all of her clients, do not do. But as we learn more, you know, we can do better. And so there's never any guilt or shame in any of this, because I think that is one thing that can cripple people from moving forward and making steps, because they feel like it's just more comfortable to stay in what they've been doing and to say like, oh, that doesn't matter, because they don't want to, like, you know, recognize or come to terms with maybe some of the things they've been doing haven't been the best, like, you know, thing. Yeah. So
yeah, almost all of us have been in that spot where we're making not so great choices. And so there's only opportunities to do better. There's not just, you know, looking back and having guilt about past choices. There's no like progress or improvement, or just, it's not a good place to sit in. You don't want to like stay there. You just want to think about the future and what you can change going forward.
Yeah. And there's so much we can do, and there's so much hope.
So much hope.
So,
yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Kelly. I know you have a flight to catch, but it was so good spending time with you.
I'm going to enjoy my liver smoothie and this fresh air before I have to go sit on the plane.
Yes, enjoy it.
No, thank you. This is so fun.